The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Wednesdays are for pro wrestling and broken computers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I am the five-star man, Asa Gray. With me, as always, is the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Intel Core i7 ain't shit.
And this is going to be an interesting episode. Now, there were a handful of you that joined us on Facebook Live, because tonight was the first ever episode that re-recorded the podcast live on Facebook as a video podcast. Michaela was in there, Jonathan was in there, Michael was in there, Brandon showed up. It was cool. And then after about legitimately an hour, Dalton's computer broke.
Everything. It was everything. It wasn't one thing. I had to reboot the entire computer and everything was lost.
Which means the audio was lost. So I'm not going to put up the full hour of me just having a one-sided conversation, because that would be madness. Unless you specifically want it, I will send it to you. But you
I think
don't.
It would be, I think it would be super funny for somebody to ask for that. Only for this reason, I want you to record yourself talking to Ace's one-sided podcast, trying to figure out what I'm going to say next. Because if you can follow Dalton Anthony logic at all, you need mental health.
You really, yeah, that's not okay. but that said, there is a way that you can listen to it and see it. Because it is on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/podzilla1985, you can watch the video archive of that episode, the full hour plus that we got through, up until you can actually see everything hit the fan. And then you can also see us completely break down and see what happens. So what we're going to do is we're not going to redo the whole podcast, obviously, but we didn't get to the Royal Rumble predictions, which to me, I think is the most important.
That's why we picked this day to come back.
Yeah, because and also real quick, I said this on the Facebook Live video, so you'll have to hear this again, and I'm sorry, but for those of you who don't know, the reason that PWU and specifically I was gone from the network for so long is in September, my stepdad got diagnosed with cancer. He got real, real sick, and things really just kind of went downhill very, very quickly, and he ultimately passed away on December 1st. And so I needed to take some time off just to kind of to process that and deal with that. And I wasn't in a good place to be able to record or, you know, do much of anything. I Dalton can kind of attest to just like I haven't really been talking to a ton of people in general. So this is Monday on Nerd Up was the first time I've been back on Podzilla. I haven't done any Twitch streaming or anything. Like I've done really nothing, and it wasn't great. So I'm kind of forcing myself to get back out there. So we're sorry for the delay. We're sorry we were gone for so long. Hopefully, you're still here and you're excited to be back, because I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to do this. And then, of course, the first night back, everything goes to hell, which is big Podzilla energy.
That's what we are known for. Today has been a day of sliding, slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna, but like, you know where I'm at. This was par for the course. I'm not gonna lie, I'm happy that we did it on Facebook Live, because we at least have like that archived. I'm sure there's a way.
So we have something.
I'm sure there's a way to pull that audio somehow that somebody way smarter than us, Ciro, can teach us how to do, Ciro. And then maybe that can go up one day, like on a podcast feed. But
I mean, honestly, I think we could just download the video and just download the audio separate. I think there is a way to isolate the audio, but I'm not 100%.
But yeah, sure. No, not important right now. But like, I'm super happy to have you back. I've missed you. We did Nerd Up once or twice without you, and like, me and Jesse got through it. But there is something to be said about you being like the third or the second glue. It's always we've always made the joke that I'm the third, and there's a reason for it, and it shows when you're not around. So I'm super happy to have you back and being able to do PW. I actually had I was at Stride. A couple of weeks ago for a show, and one of the workers came up to me and asked me when we were going to start PWU back again. Because he said, and I'm not being mean to any other show on the network, I'm on a few of them. He said, I only listen for PWU, so I've actually unsubscribed. If you let me know when you start back up, I'll subscribe again. So
no, you resubscribe and stay subscribed, baby. We're always coming back. So
he knows
but
now.
We'll take that extra bump.
Wham!
We'll take that extra bump. But yeah, so thank you to everyone who, you know, messaged me and reached out, because, you know, a lot of people did know because, you know, I put it on Facebook and everything. But I also know that there's a lot of people who listen to us that, you know, they prefer to just kind of listen and step back, and they're, you know, we don't know who you are. We would love to know you. We would love to get to know you. So, you know, maybe if you haven't already liked the Facebook page, you can head over, you know, when you go, if you want to go and listen, because you can pull it up, the video, and just listen to the audio. You don't have to look at our mugs.
There's a cat every once in a while.
But, you know, there's... Yeah, Maisie shows up. The third chair. So give us a like on Facebook. And, you know, we talked about Brody Lee's passing and the record for his shirts. We talked about the huge news of NBC Peacock absorbing the WWE network. NXT potentially moving nights with NBC Sports shutting down. AEW Wave 4 is what we started to talk about, and then everything died. So we didn't really get through a ton of that. We talked about WrestleMania's upcoming locations and then bringing fans back. So, you know, it's a shame because I genuinely think it was a really good show, especially considering this is the second time I've recorded anything in more than a month. So, but that is there. But I wanted to do this specifically because I put out the call and I got some really good answers. But this is the Royal Rumble prediction show. So let me, I probably, because we actually had time to prepare before this, but I am just so very flustered right now, and you know I am because I used the word
flustered.
I can minimize Discord. Hey, I can minimize Discord.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, no, we can.
That won't break OBS. So okay, So I put out the call, like I said, to fans, friends, whoever, anybody that would listen, about who we think, and we're going to break down the full card. Actually, let's do that first, and then we'll do the Rumble matches after.
Sounds good.
So the tag team match for the women's tag team championships, we'll see Asuka and Charlotte Flair defend against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, which I think Jax and Baszler will retain that, or will win those belts back because of Lacey Evans, is what I'm calling anyway.
Yeah. I think that's the same thing. I don't think they're going to take the belts off of Nia and Baszler anytime soon, just because I don't think there's...
No, they already have the belts off of them. Asuka and Charlotte.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Yeah, I said retain, so that threw you off, I'm sure. No, I think they will win back the
titles. Yeah, that's... Yes. Because I feel like if you have Asuka and Charlotte have double belts going into Mania, that's going to gum up. That's taking away a match that you could potentially have for somebody else.
Yeah, but at the same time, they clearly don't give a shit about that women's tag team division, so maybe that'll be their excuse to not have a women's tag team match.
It's such a bummer,
because Asuka's gonna Asuka has to defend against whoever, so, but you know, we'll see. I think either are likely. And then there's only two other matches other than the Rumble matches confirmed so far. I wouldn't be surprised if we got I don't know, do you think that they're gonna add another match? Because now we have two full-length Rumble matches. And there's two world championship matches and the women's tag match. That could be the full show.
It could be, because you got to think those Royal Rumble matches are an hour long.
Yeah, the only thing I could really think that they may add is like a triple threat for the IC title with like Big E, Sami Zayn, and Apollo Crews.
And that'd be pre-show.
And we may even get that on like SmackDown.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're recording this on Wednesday, so there's still a whole full episode of television left. There's still the go-home show. For the Royal Rumble. So things could change between now and then. We don't know. But speaking of SmackDown, Roman Reigns will be defending the Universal Championship against Kevin Owens in a last man standing match. I've loved this feud. I've loved Roman Reigns specifically ever since he came back. Kevin Owens has shown a ton of heart as a babyface. And this is the type of stipulation that I think is the most believable that he could take the belt from Roman, because the whole story between the cage match and the ladder match was Kevin Owens keeps getting up and he keeps coming for Roman. So, but I do think Roman ultimately retains, and I kind of hope it's because Jimmy comes back and is healthy and is able to join the family.
Yeah. Roman's not losing the belt at Rumble. They're really good about, unless, like, I want to say the last time they changed the belt at Rumble was Rock and Punk, but I could be wrong. Like, they really...
I don't know those. I don't... My brain doesn't hold those kind of stats, so you would be the person...
That's the last time I can really remember that happening, and it was because they wanted to do Rock and Cena 2. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Man, I don't think that they changed the belt at Royal Rumble too often.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I think you're right. I don't think that there is... I don't think there's a chance that if... I think Roman could lose the belt, but I don't think it'll be until Mania. And I think it'll be from whoever wins the Royal
Rumble. Which, like, I saw one response from the Facebook page that I was like, that's dumb. And then I was like, wait a minute, no, it's not. That's pretty on the nose of what they would do. I just don't think they'd do it in front of no people. Or little to no people.
Now there will be
people. So, I thought it was dumb when I heard it originally, but after thinking about it for like 2 minutes in my car on the way home, I was like, actually, no, that could happen. So, and we'll get, I'll say who I feel like might be right now.
Yeah, so, and then the Raw match, the WWE Championship, is Drew McIntyre defending against Goldberg in what has been just a as abysmal as what happened to us tonight is how this build has.
Yeah, because they got paid to mess this up. We don't get paid to mess up.
No. In fairness, like I'm giving pretty much like I'm not giving them a pass. It's just like stuff went wrong that they probably couldn't have foreseen, or at least they should have done a better job of managing. Because first off, the feud started on Raw on Legends Night, where Drew McIntyre like said three words, and then Goldberg interrupts him and says, "Hey, I heard what you said. You don't respect the legends." Well,
he didn't say that.
He didn't say anything. What are you talking about? So apparently they were super short on time. They couldn't get the overage that they wanted, and that resulted in Goldberg just reading his script as planned, and just pretending that that's what was said. So. So that's really unfortunate. And then you have Drew McIntyre getting hit with COVID. So he had to be off TV for 2 weeks. So, I pray that McIntyre retains here. Please do not let Goldberg win the WWE Championship.
This is going to go into my predictions, but I think Goldberg's going to win.
Yeah, I don't want it to happen, but... Then we have the Royal Rumble matches themselves. To me personally, I think this is the most unpredictable Rumble we've had in years. And from, you know, the dirt sheets, the rumors, is it's because the WrestleMania plans are pretty much in shambles. Like, there's no real concrete plans for WrestleMania yet. So that is almost makes it more
exciting. When we don't know where we're going. So... like in 2014, whenever we knew Batista was going to win the Rumble, obviously, like it was a fun Rumble, but we knew Batista was going to win it. They pulled Drax out of Marvel to get Batista back. Like he was winning the Rumble. Like that was going to happen. This is one of those years. There was a couple of years that like in a row that we didn't know what was going to happen. I think 2018, whenever Nakamura won it, we really didn't have a good idea on who was going to win. I like those years when we just don't have a clue. Now, does it suck that, like, all of their WrestleMania plans are kind of, like, falling apart right now and they don't know what they're doing? That sucks. But I feel like it's going to make for a very exciting Royal Rumble.
This is probably the most excited for a Royal Rumble that I've been in a while, just because of the sheer fact that I really have no idea who's going to win. I asked, the fans, our friends on Facebook and on Twitter, prediction. So I wanted predictions for the Rumble match, and I asked Dalton the same thing. We'll get to his last. But what I was looking for is I wanted someone from each brand that you wanted to win, someone from each brand that you thought would win, and then two possible surprise entrants, just because that's always fun to speculate about. We're going to kick things off with Michaela, who was there with us in that disastrous live chat. So big shout out to her for sticking with us there. She said the women's winner would be Bianca Belair. The men's winner would be Randy Orton. And surprise entrance would be Damian Priest and Beth Phoenix. And honestly, I think those surprise entrants are dead on. I think both of those are a lock. I think those are great choices. I also agree that Bianca Belair has a very strong chance of winning. And so does Randy Orton, for that matter. The only reason I don't necessarily think Orton would win is because of The Fiend. And I don't know if he's in the Rumble match itself, or if he just, you know, uses mind games and camera tricks to cost him the win. But I don't know. He's not the one that I have high up on the odds of winning. So, and then the other two that I got from Twitter is
Jared Smith.
Jared's so good. They both are. For the men's rumble, he thinks Daniel Bryan will win, but he wants Edge to win, who just on Monday announced that he's returning.
He had that Cena gene for a minute, and then totally, he got
totally changed that dynamic to me of just like, because I didn't think he'd come back. I thought he'd come back for Mania, but I didn't think he'd be back for the Rumble. He also thinks Bianca Belair will win the women's rumble, but he wants Billy Kay to win the Rumble, and I like that. And then the surprises he gave Tyson Kidd and Taya Valkyrie, which was one that I had not considered at all, but I think is very interesting, and I would not be sad if she showed up at the Royal Rumble.
Did you see, see the Impact promo that Tommy Dreamer cut about?
Yes.
Oh, you sent it to me. I did. Of she's either going to the Jacksonville penitentiary, or she's going to be going to the Tampa penitentiary. The Tampa one, she'll be there about 3 or 4 years, and it'll be very like, or worse, she'll end up in the Tampa penitentiary.
It's good stuff. I like when they do. It's like when EC3 was doing the Freester Fired thing. And everybody was just walking through his interview, just being like, dude, you're getting fired. You're totally getting fired, bro. And then our good friend Kevin Huntsberger from My 1-2-3 Cents, another phenomenal pro wrestling podcast, he says that he both wants and thinks Daniel Bryan will win. He also both wants and thinks Bianca Belair to win. And his surprises are the NBC Peacock and Becky Lynch. And I'm very mad that he said Becky Lynch, because that was going to be my big, look how smart I am. Becky Lynch is either making her full-time return at the Royal Rumble, or she's at least doing a one-off spot. But also, I love the idea of the NBC Peacock, because I also had this thought, and then Jared responded to it as well, of the NBC Peacock, but as like a gobbledygooker.
With Colin Jost underneath the outfit.
And then Kevin responded with something that, if he did actually speak this into existence, I don't know if I'll forgive him or not. He said a gobbledygooker versus Peacock match. He says he wouldn't hate that. I say,
no, I would be very sports entertained.
So. I've seen what they've done with that kind of stuff before, and no, even if it's like a cinematic thing, no.
I want it now. If a cinematic match, the feathers would fly. There's the tagline.
You.
That's fine. So do I. It's no biggie.
Maybe your computer will crash.
Nope.
We won't have to post this.
I'm going to hit save right now.
Our friend Kenny Jones, out in Kansas City, he says, I want Kevin Owens or Edge to win. But he thinks Goldberg wins the men's after losing to Drew, and then goes after Roman Reigns, and that would, of course, make up from last year's Mania, which was supposed to be the event. He believes that Bayley will win the women's, and that Cena and Hurricane are surprises for the men's match, and Trish and Jazz for the women's match. I don't know what kind of contract Jazz is working with Impact, so I don't know how likely she would be. Trish could be fun. As well, and also I think Bayley is always a strong choice to be as the pure fact that she is now one of the most decorated women wrestlers that WWE has had ever. You can never truly rule her out. She's kind of on the way down, and she's going to be used to put over Bianca Belair ultimately on her way back up, because Bayley can absorb losses.
Yeah, she really can.
But other, overall, other than the idea of Goldberg winning, I think those are solid ideas because I don't like Goldberg. I don't want to watch Goldberg. Let's see. Then, of course, Derek Boxdorf for D-Box, who he wants to win from Raw, Keith Lee, from SmackDown, Big E, and from NXT, Karrion Kross. For the women's, from Raw, Alexa Bliss, SmackDown, Bianca Belair, and NXT, Ember Moon. Who he thinks will win, Raw, AJ Styles, SmackDown, Kevin Owens, NXT, no answer, no idea.
That's fair.
It's fair. That's fair. There's really no one on NXT who's even remotely, I think, ready to get a win at the Royal Rumble. Not appear, but win.
Yeah.
And who he thinks to win from Raw, Alexa Bliss, SmackDown, Bayley, and NXT, Rhea Ripley. Solid dark horse choice, I think. Solid choice. And then surprise entrants are John Cena and Mark Henry. Wouldn't be opposed to seeing either of them, honestly.
I'd be fine with that.
The only thing that I, that would make me kind of hesitant to want to see a John Cena thing is because, like, the last time we saw him was in the Firefly Funhouse match. So I would need some sort of explanation of what's he been doing this whole time. Good friend of the show, Noah Hudson. Raw, he wants... let's see. What he wants to win, Raw, Edge to win, SmackDown, Jeff Hardy to win, and NXT, Karrion Kross as well. A lot of Kross love here. And then for the women's match, Bliss, SmackDown, Sonya Deville, which would actually be very, very cool. NXT, Ember Moon. And then what he thinks will happen, Brock Lesnar for Raw, Kevin Owens for SmackDown, and NXT, Adam Cole.
Ooh.
Which I guess he really would be the only one on NXT that would make a ton of sense, aside from maybe like Finn Balor, who's already been on the main roster, quote unquote. And then for the women's match, Alexa Bliss for Raw, SmackDown is Bayley, and NXT another Rhea Ripley. Surprise entrances, Carlito and Booker T. Carlito especially... because he was supposed to be on Legends Night, but apparently due to travel issues, wasn't able to make
it. I also think he was, like, dirt sheet-wise, he's being called to be the person to come back for this, so...
Yeah. And then Booker T makes a lot of sense, too, because, like, the rapper who has the music video called Booker T is supposed to be at the Royal Rumble, so that would make a lot of sense. That's a good call. And then, again, friend of the show, Caleb Carter from the Four Sides podcast... Be sure to check them out on Facebook and Twitter and all the podcast. Whatever you're listening to us here, look up Four Sides. Who he wants to win, Edge from Raw, Nakamura from SmackDown, and Kyle O'Reilly from NXT. I am all about giving Kyle O'Reilly just the biggest and brightest spotlight. For the women's match, Alexa Bliss, SmackDown is Bayley, and NXT Rhea Ripley. Who he thinks will win... Also, Edge on Raw, SmackDown at Daniel Bryan, and NXT Karrion Kross. And then for the women's match, Alexa Bliss for Raw, Bayley for SmackDown, Rhea Ripley for NXT. The surprise entrants he lists are Seth Rollins and Big Show, with Seth Rollins being another one, very much in the vein of Kevin Huntsberger, of don't steal my answers. This is what I get for asking people whose opinions I respect on wrestling to give me answers
right along the ones that you want to use,
because great minds think alike. So Dalton, to you now, who do you want to win from? Give me a name from each brand. Who do you want to win?
All right, so who I want to win? I would be a big fan of Bayley winning from SmackDown. Because again, she's been a lot of fun as of recently. And then I would be super cool with Peyton Royce winning from Raw. I feel like she needs to be spotlighted more. I don't think that she gets the proper credit she deserves.
You mean being thrown in a tag team with Lacey Evans, whose story is she wants to fuck Ric Flair? Yeah, no. After they broke up the riot.
I think, if you're going to do that, like you're letting Billie Kay do a lot of fun stuff over on SmackDown, let Peyton Royce be... Peyton Royce, like, let her be good. She was always the better in-ring talent out of the two. Not saying that Billie Kay was bad, it's just Peyton Royce, like, I feel like she gets slept on a lot when it comes in terms of like of she talented really women workers. So I'd be really cool. I honestly think that Bianca's gonna win it. They're painting that picture pretty hard for me. That's who I think is going to win. That's not who I like necessarily want to win. I won't be upset if she wins. Yeah, I think that's who they're going to, that's who I think is going to win it. And if she doesn't, then it's going to be Charlotte Flair. Like, if it's not Bianca, it's going to be Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's my women's match predictions. Those are my wants and my thinks.
All right. So for mine, let me see. Where's the.
Everything. Oh, no. Away. Everything not like that.
Away.
Okay.
No. Not that bad. So who I think will win, or no, who I want to win is. I want to see. From SmackDown, I want to see Bianca Belair. Like, I do want her to win. Because I'm a big fan of hers. She is kind of in the Eddie Kingston style for me, where it took me a while. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, my brain just like didn't recognize what I was watching. And then all of a sudden the flip switched, the switch flipped, and I was just like, oh, holy crap, they are great. Like, this is something special. I sent Jesse the video of the obstacle course where she just, you know, fireman carries Otis around ringside. Like, that was amazing. And then from Raw, who I would like to see win is Nikki Cross. Because, one, I think that a WrestleMania match between Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross makes a lot of sense. Granted, I know that means Alexa Bliss has to win the Raw Championship from Asuka at some point. But I don't think that's super out of the question with how far we have to go until Mania. And two, I think as much as I love Peyton Royce, and I completely agree 100% with everything you said about her being underrated, I feel like the same thing can be said about Nikki Cross right now, because, you know, we saw how good she was even before she came to WWE and NXT, you know, we saw how good we've seen how good she can be on NXT as part of Sanity. Yeah. She did great. Once then she got split from Sanity, she still continued to work her ass off and put on really, really entertaining matches. And then she just really hasn't been given anything great to sink her teeth into. But this whole Alexa Bliss feud is really the first thing that she could pull off really well. So I think that story's baked in, and I would love to see Nikki Cross get that time and platform to shine. But who I think the actual winners are, is I have Bianca Belair down, because again, it very much looks like she has just the rocket strapped to her. And then, so from SmackDown, I had her as the winner. From Raw, I have Alexa Bliss, because I think she's more likely to actually win the Rumble match. And then NXT, my want and my, and who I think will win are both Rhea Ripley. She was done
that
so
was
dirty
so lame.
Last WrestleMania. So I would love to see her get, you know, a retribution story going. No, well, not retribution story, sorry. But actually, so just real quick aside, I actually love the fact that they have retribution in a story that makes sense. That makes me very, very happy. So, I want to see. I like the idea of Mustafa Ali getting revenge on Kofi by attacking Xavier while he's out with the jaw injury. So, okay, we'll do this one just a little bit different. So, for who you, I guess I did the who I think was gonna win for the women's.
Yeah, match. I did both. Yeah,
well, you did that too, didn't you? Okay.
No, it's good. It's good. We got this knocked out.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay, so we'll do this one a little bit differently. So we'll do this show by show. So for the Royal Rumble, the men's match, who do you want to win from
I
Raw?
Would really like for... Edge is on Raw, right? Can we just say Edge is on Raw? I want...
Yes. Yeah.
That's who I want to win. I feel like you could tell a really good story. And this is barring, like, the only way that I want Edge to win is if Goldberg wins the WWE title. because you can tell the story of Edge really getting mad at a person that could have been wrestling this whole time and chose not to do it because he was above it. And all he wanted to do was wrestle and he couldn't do it. So now he's going to take it out on Goldberg for what he couldn't do and what Goldberg chose not to do.
You could give me the greatest story ever told, and I think that is a good idea. I normally we like to joke and shit on you for stuff, but I think that is a solid story that you could tell. You could give me the best story in the world, and it would not make up for the fact that I would have to watch Edge wrestle Goldberg. I do not want that. I do not want them in the same ring together. No. No. Meanwhile, the person that I want to win from Raw is Keith Lee.
He did, because he deserves it.
Give the man the world. Bask in his glory. He's incredible. It seems like he kind of cooled off. There's the rumors that Vince wasn't happy with his in-ring work, so they had him do additional training down in the Performance Center. But like, I think Keith Lee has every tool and is more than capable of carrying not just Raw but the entire WWE on his back. And I would like to see him get that opportunity. So that is who I want to win for Raw. Now for SmackDown, Dalton, who do you want to win the Royal Rumble from SmackDown?
Sami Zayn.
Interesting. Okay.
He's been one of the more creatively fun characters that WWE has had in a while. And I do love that he basically is doing just a different version of Kevin Owens' heel, where it's just like, he's not necessarily wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going about it in the dickiest way possible. And I think Sami Zayn can wrestle anybody and have an amazing match. He's always had that ability. And so, I think it would be an entertaining match. He doesn't even necessarily need to win at Mania, but I think it would be fun to have him, and just to have him brag about winning the Royal Rumble. And let him do it, I hate this finish for the Royal Rumble, but have him slide out with, five people left, have him go under the bottom rope, and then last second, dump Edge over the top rope. Because then he can say he beat WWE Hall of Famer Edge in the Royal Rumble, and he's going to go on to WrestleMania to win do they have the Universal? Against Roman Reigns. Oh, never mind. Nope, I don't want him to win anymore. I forgot Roman had the belt.
Challenge Drew. You don't have to.
Well, that's going to change. Yeah,
they're on. Hell, he could be. He could challenge Finn Balor. For the NXT.
Yeah. All right. So.
They would never do. Yeah. They would never do that with the Royal Rumble. But. Okay. Did you have? Is there anyone in NXT you would really like to see win the Royal Rumble? Same, man. I do like the idea of Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, but I don't think they need it. I don't think it would be as well received by the general casual audience. That's the only thing that I don't have. Oh, holy crap. I totally dropped the ball. Oh, my God. I forgot that Kyle...
Oh, Kyle Johnson?
Kyle Stevenson. Mr. K-Step on Twitter. Also from @61Indy on Twitter. He does helps run the Kinda NYC.
Oh, yeah! He's been
on this show before as a co-host. A couple months back, he was on the Final Fantasy VII spoiler cast that I did. I messaged him because I knew he's a big wrestling fan. The women's match, he wants Peyton Royce to win. He thinks Alexa Bliss will win. And his picks for surprise entrance are Victoria and Ronda Rousey. And then who he thinks will win. I'm going to kind of treat him as the third co-host here. Because, one, a lot of his picks are similar to mine.
Fair enough.
I don't want him to steal my thunder again.
Jerks.
Between Kevin and Caleb. And now Kyle, and it seems to be a theme of K sounds in their names, so I'm on the watch out. But so who do you think from Raw will win the Royal Rumble? And we know that there's not a Raw winner and a SmackDown winner, just we're picking one from each show, so we don't have to do an overall winner
from Raw.
Although no, we should. Well, let's do that. And then at the end, we'll do our who we think AJ the overall Styles. Winner will be.
If you're gonna give it to somebody on Monday Night Raw, AJ Styles is who they would give it to.
Interesting. I disagree, because I think, and ultimately, I don't know if this is who's going to win the Rumble. If I had to put like a top three of who do I think is going to win, I would put him firmly at number two, only because I'm pretty sure the match that we would get if he wins the Royal Rumble, you don't necessarily need him to win the Rumble for. But I really think it's going to be Sheamus. I think Sheamus wins, and that's going to be he finally turns his back on Drew McIntyre. And so, like, that is Sheamus is my overall pick to win it. But like I said, you don't necessarily need the Rumble to set that match up, especially in the heartbreaking turn of events that Goldberg beats Drew McIntyre for the title on Sunday. So who from SmackDown do you think will win the Royal Rumble? He is my second. Wait, did I? I am such a terrible host.
Did you goof Kyle's up again?
No. I don't think. Did we say who we? Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh yeah. We said who we.
Because I said Sami Zayn. Down. You said.
Who did I say?
Nope. Go ahead. Say one.
I didn't say anyone. I skipped myself. So who I want to win from SmackDown is, I almost put Big E, but I didn't, because I feel like he is being positioned in a way that if he doesn't get it this year, he will get it next year. Because don't get me wrong, like, very little would make me happier than to watch Big E win the Royal Rumble. I want to see Cesaro. Yeah. Because I don't think that... I think that we have a very long track record of how the company treats him. He is being positioned the best he has been in a very long time. He's kind of pseudo turned face. He beat Daniel Bryan clean. And I think this is a great time to have him kind of, and I would love to see him versus heel Roman. Like, I think Cesaro, and you know, cause there is a little bit of history there, like between the Shield and because Cesaro was teaming against someone. He was against the Shield. I don't remember who he was teaming with when they faced each other. But that's who I really, really want to see win.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I wouldn't hate that.
You said AJ Styles for Raw. I said Sheamus. Kyle Stevenson, Mr. K-Step, on Twitter. Give the man a follow. He's great. He's also on Twitch. At 6-1 Indy, co-host of the PS Trophy Room, which is a PlayStation podcast, and is just an all-around fantastic human being. His wants were Cesaro and Ziggler, which Ziggler absolutely wouldn't mind. Give the man his roses, but that's why I wanted to wait, because me and him had the same answer there. SmackDown, who do you think is the most likely winner of the Royal Rumble coming from the SmackDown roster?
No, you're good. You're good.
You did say Daniel Bryan. I apologize. I was not paying attention. Yeah.
And again, you can tell a similar story with Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns that I said about Edge and Goldberg.
Yep. And they've also been, they have kept him very, very strong since he's come back, including, I think he beat Sami Zayn while Zayn was Intercontinental Champion. He just never got a title match out of it. I also very much agree. And in a second, who I think is going to win the Royal Rumble is Sheamus. At number two, I think I would probably put Daniel Bryan. And then at number three, I have Kyle's pick, who is Shinsuke Nakamura. Just because he ran the gauntlet, and then, you know, the Adam Pearce storyline kicked in, and he was kind of deprived from that. So if he doesn't, if it's, I do, like I said, I think Sheamus is going to win. So I think what will happen is Nakamura will earn the chance to face Roman at WrestleMania, either at Elimination Chamber or Fastlane.
Yeah.
However they set that up. Because Nakamura is a very good pick. Now on to our surprise entrance. Who do you think? Give me two people that you think would be surprise entrants. That and it doesn't even necessarily have to be feasible.
I honestly just like Carlito is the one that I think is going to be. I think Carlito and Seth get that old Ruthless Aggression era pop, mm-hmm. which that's becoming more and more nostalgic, and that's how I know I'm getting old. And Seth Rollins coming back would be a big deal, just because he left on kind of a weird ending at the Survivor Series with having Sheamus like bro kick him. That would be cool to have him come back and mm-hmm. get Sheamus back. Sheamus is wrecking house in the Rumble. He's standing tall, and then all of a sudden you hear not the not the organ music. I want to hear Burn It Down at that point, because it's at that moment where it's just like, okay, we have Seth Rollins back instead of having Monday Night Miz. I mean, I could see it because it's a comeback thing. They do that. Like, it still could be Monday Night Messiah. We don't know, but like, I think it would be cool either way.
I want the savior of SmackDown back. I love that character. I love those cult leader characters. I want that. I want more of that. Seth Rollins was one of my picks. I also think, cause I do think the timing is right. Even if, cause like the two picks that I was going to go with was one was Becky Lynch. But that got stolen from me. And even if she's not back full time, I do think she comes back for, this match at least. Just as a fun little, hey, remember me? And then she comes back maybe in a few more months. I do think Seth Rollins comes back full time, though. And I truly do hope that he comes back as the Monday Night Messiah, the Savior of SmackDown, whatever you want to have it. Although, I don't have a lot of confidence in it because, one, where did Buddy Murphy go?
Yeah.
What's Dominic Mysterio doing? Other than he just lost to Baron Corbin, and there was like a, oh, but if we have to do it my way thing with his dad. And then also you have the head of the table, you have the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. What does Seth Rollins do in that? You know, does he join up with Roman? How do you really keep them separate without Rollins eventually wanting that, you know, main championship? I think more than likely, at some point when Rollins comes back, he's the one to take the title off of Big E, and then that's what pushes Big E into the main event against Roman. That is where my mind goes for that. So I think Seth Rollins is a good choice. Carlito, I think, is a safe choice, yeah. But also like not super exciting. But Carlito is also one of Kyle's choices, so good on there. And this is the whole reason that I wanted to do Kyle's not before mine, because I want to get the credit for this, because I'm genuinely stunned we didn't get any single person say this, including you. And maybe it's because I'm a big old mark, and maybe they've got me hook, line, and sinker, and I am buying into it. But you know what? To steal a line from Shannon, I want to believe. I don't think it'll have the same impact as AJ Styles. But what if Jay White shows up at the Royal Rumble?
No, I just, laughing, that's dude? Just funny because it's Japan Kenny Omega all over it? Again. I mean, it's a possibility. Remember, for 2 years in a row, we were like, Kenny Omega at the Royal Rumble. Again. It's going to happen. Okay, that was me.
No, I was not. I said it would be cool. I never was under the belief, but I also don't think that we've ever had, like, Kenny Omega's name was never taken off of the New Japan, fair. The IWGP
Yeah,
website.
I mean, that would be, so.
Like, he's not listed under contract anymore, or he's not listed as an active competitor. And again, I could be buying into the New Japan story, hook, line, and sinker, you know, reel me in, coach, but I think it would be super cool. I'm a fan of Jay White.
I think he would, but here's well the big difference WWE. Between, and I'm going to bring Kenny Omega into it. 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, whenever he was being brought up as the like oh, he's going to WWE after this Wrestle Kingdom, that kind of thing. Everybody knew who Kenny Omega was. Mm-hmm. And it was because of that was the big surge of Bullet Club. That was like that mm-hmm. push. Kenny Omega was the guy. AJ was already in WWE. So like Kenny Omega was our Bullet Club guy. Everybody knew Bullet Club. They knew it was Cody, Kenny, and the Bucks. Now, of course, in New Japan, there was way more than that, but those were the mm-hmm. figureheads of the Bullet Club. And like, yeah, there it is. I think if you say Jay White to wrestling fans right now, like even more casual, like some casual fans 2 years ago knew who Omega was because Omega was doing sellout shows in America. Jay White hasn't done that as much. I don't think that Jay White's going to have that name recognition that a lot of people would think in America that Kenny would have had or that AJ did have.
Okay. And you are absolutely right. And let me tell you why that doesn't matter. Because there are no live fans. He is going to get a huge piped-in reaction. And it is possible to present him as a huge deal in the WWE and not have to have live fans there. Commentary can put him over huge, give him a huge run, give mm-hmm. him a big unexpected elimination or two. Especially if that's what, you know, is his initial feud, you know, get that builds to a WrestleMania match, you know, mm-hmm. say he is the one that, you know, maybe even eliminates Seth Rollins or maybe he's the one that eliminates Big E, and it just immediately wins the IC title. I wouldn't love that, but, you know, I think it is doable. Now, how his reaction will hold up once those live fans are back. Now that's another story. And that could be me, you know, talking out of my ass. But like I said, I think you're absolutely right. He is not as big of a name as Kenny Omega was or as AJ Styles was. But I don't think that is necessarily...
That would be super cool now that you say it that way. That's something they could do.
Also, I would say it's 100-to-1 shot. Like, I don't think it's actually going to happen.
I forget about him.
To see Ethan Page at the Rumble. How dare you? But like I said, I would be very, very surprised. But I wouldn't hate to see it. Do you have any other closing thoughts? Because even though we only are talking about
Excited to see how this one's going to play out. I haven't been keeping up with WWE as much. So I'm kind of excited to see, like, watch this pay-per-view and see where all the chips are going into Mania.
So real quick, let me get some paper and we're just going to turn this into a fun we're just going to keep track.
Just go write it on one of those boxes of the figures you have.
Piece of paper anywhere.
What? Just open. If you open it, it's cardboard. You can write on it.
Right,
we do have a full episode. We're at 50 minutes.
Full episode.
We did a Facebook Live pre-show. Okay. That's how I'm going to say it to my...
picks. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't call yourself that, baby. Picks. Oh, damn it.
I already said I put Aces Picks down. Okay, so... W-Tag... Baszler and Jax. Who do you think wins the women's tags match?
Okay. Yes.
Copycat.
Roman.
Universal title, Roman or Owens? Okay, you interrupted me before I could say Roman, so you knew what I was going to say and you stole my answer. WWE title match. I am sending all of my energy like a spirit bomb to Goku. Wink, wink.
Super important note, the spirit bomb didn't kill him all the way. Goldberg's going to win.
So mad at you right now. And then let's do Women's Royal Rumble.
Charlotte Flair.
Who do you think, who is your number one definitive answer for who's winning that?
It rhymes.
And I'm putting Bianca Belair. Shut up. And Men's Royal Rumble. I have said
let's go with Daniel Bryan
for Sheamus. Who you got? Okay. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Again, it's good to be back. I'm sorry it's been so long, and I'm sorry that this first episode isn't the full PW 2-hour extravaganza that it could have been. Or maybe you're welcome. I don't know. If you want to see that exclusive Facebook exclusive pre-show, be sure to go to facebook.com/podzilla1985. I don't know if it's on our main page, but if you go to the videos page on it, it should be there, and you can listen to us talk about all of the actual news. And then this was the Royal Rumble prediction show. Thank you so much for sticking with us and continuing to come along with us here. If you want to, you know, if you want to continue to do that, we're experimenting with these live shows, so we're not 100% sure if this is going to be, if Facebook's going to be the forever home for those. But just for right now, it's what's most convenient. We'll always keep you updated. And if you want to keep track of the Big D, Dalton Anthony, of course, you can follow him on Twitter at PZ85DAnthony. And of course, get you a sick, sick t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/DaltonAnthony.
I have to sell 32 shirts to break even. Because he just had to buy a couple
new tires. So help your boy out. So there you go. Let's get him close to there. If you want to keep up more with what I'm doing, I am of course on Twitter at the5starman, with the number 5. And that is also, if you go to twitch.tv/the5starman, I am going to begin streaming again regularly. I'm kicking things off tomorrow night, Thursday, the 28th, playing the new Xbox, Series X exclusive game, The Medium. I got it pre-installed. It looks spooky. I'm probably going to scare myself a little. But it'll be fun. And then on Sunday, I will be doing, also I'm bringing back Mario Mondays, but I'm starting completely over. We're going back, Super Mario Brothers, the original, we'll be playing that Monday night around 7 o'clock. Twitch.tv/the5starman for that. And then this Sunday, I'm going to be doing, kind of like what I did for WrestleMania last year, a little bit of a watch along, for the Royal Rumble. So we can talk about the surprises. We can talk about who's going to win, who's coming out as they're coming out. It'll be a good time. I'll probably play some of, I want to check out Cyber Shadow, which is like a Ninja Gaiden, NES style game, that just came out. So that looks like a fun, so it won't just be me, on a screen. Like there'll be an actual like game that you can watch. So you're not just staring at me, which will be fine. So, so check us out on Twitter. And then of course, podzilla1985.com, twitter.com/podzilla1985, all of that. Thank you. Special thank you to everyone who wrote in, with your predictions for, the Royal Rumble. That means a lot because, we were always trying to get that engagement up. And so, you know, Caleb, Noah, Michaela, Derek, Kevin, Jared, Kyle.
Yep.
Oh, I feel like I'm missing one. Kenny. Haha, I did it. Thank you guys. That means a lot to me specifically. So, but until then, I hope you all have a great night. Have a great week. Stay safe. Take care of each other. And we appreciate you so much.